Prayer for a Great Inheritance by Sharon Janes. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Ephesians 1:3. Paul wrote, "We have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us." 1 Corinthians 2:12. So stop and pray with me for just a moment. Dear Lord, I pray that you will open my mind to comprehend all that you have given me. Help me to let go of preconceived notions and small-minded thinking, to take hold of all that you have for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Did you pray? Did you mean it? Let's keep going. As you hear the following words, take note of the verb tense in each sentence. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have the redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you were also included in Christ when you first heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Ephesians 1, 3-14. Did you see it? Paul is describing blessings and promises you already have. Every single one of those verbs are in the past tense. You don't need to earn them. You don't need to wait for them. You simply need to take hold of what is already yours. You've already got what it takes to live bold. God made the deposit in your safe deposit box before the creation of the world, fashioned the key in the shape of a cross, and gave you access the moment you believed. Let's pray. Father, forgive me for living like a spiritual pauper rather than a child of the King. Help me to let go of my scarcity mentality and take hold of the riches of my inheritance. Help me to take hold of the precious promises. And Lord, I know this isn't about money or treasure of this world. Oh, your precious promises go so much deeper than anything this temporary world has for us. Open my eyes to see what is important, the blessings you have given me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Once in a Generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.